This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, Venezuela. There is a very large fleet with accompanying aircraft, all manner of war fighting off the coast of Venezuela, from Venezuela to Puerto Rico. The headquarters is an old naval base called Roosevelt Roads. All of that is in the news. There's no secrets here. And maybe that's important to consider. Mary, a very good evening to you. You write that what we have is a powerful military force that appears to be threatening Nicolas Maduro, the illegitimate dictator, president of Venezuela. The opposition is in hiding. Everybody's waiting to see which move the Trump administration chooses. The president over these last weeks has made many remarks. One of the most confounding was he said that he'd given permission to the CIA to topple Maduro or do whatever it does associated in Latin America. However, you have a column identifying a possibility short of absolute warfare or decap by the CIA. It involves something called the DHACIM. What is that, Mary? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. The DHACIM is the military counterintelligence in Venezuela. But I should back up for a minute. I mean, I think that what's going on with the Trump administration here is that they would like to see Maduro leave. They would like the country to be returned to democracy. Venezuelans did elect at the polls a new president a year ago, July 2024, a civilian from the other side of the equation, in other words, not part of the dictatorship, who wants to return the country to democracy. So the Venezuelans are saying, we're ready. We have an elected president. And they're even suggesting in back channels that the military is ready to defend a new democracy if Maduro leaves. So the Trump administration has to think about how to get rid of Maduro and whether when he leaves, the Venezuelans will be able to stand up a government and a military that will defend that government. And I think that's what's causing the hesitation. The Venezuelan military itself, the part of the military that's defending Nicolas Maduro, the dictator, is very weak, doesn't have many resources, doesn't have a committed fighting force, and so forth. So I think it would be easy to push Maduro out. But the Trump administration, I think, is thinking very hard about what comes next because they don't want chaos in this big South American country.
The backstory here is that Maduro stole an election last summer, I believe, from the opposition. And a man named Gonzalez was elected. Everybody supported that, including other countries. He's accompanied by Ms. Machado. Both are said to be in hiding or perhaps not in country. I don't have any information on that. But their case made by the opposition is that they're ready to step in on hour one and provide a legitimate government that would immediately begin to repair the damage without food security, without medical security, and 7 to 9 million people have fled. Venezuela needs a lot of help. Is that credible, Mary, that the day after there would be a government in place that would begin the rebuilding?
Well, I think in many ways it is credible, but the main concern is security. I mean, you can have all the policymakers and economic advisors, you know, even politicians who are swearing an oath to democracy. But if you don't have security, whoever has the guns and the tanks is going to be calling the shots to enforce the new democracy, to defend the rule of law. And that's the part that I think remains a lot of uncertainty about. You know, the opposition has been working very hard, both inside of Venezuela and outside of Venezuela, to draw up these plans about, you know, what the new government would look like, who would be in charge of what. I think they'll be quite ready on day one. In answer to your question, Maria Corina Machado is still in Venezuela by all reports. I don't know where she is, but she's been in hiding for more than a year because they threatened to arrest her. The president-elect, Edmundo González, is in exile in Spain, but he would presumably come back very quickly, take the oath of office, and you would have legitimacy because this guy was elected and, you know, with something like 70% of the vote. That was the tallies that the opposition put up at the time of the election in July 2024. So he has the legitimacy. And there's certainly a lot of educated Venezuelans in exile in Miami, in New York, in Boston, who are ready to, you know, to contribute to this effort. But again, I stress that, you know, whoever has the guns is going to be the one that gets control of the country. And that's why I think the Trump administration is hesitating, because presumably when Maduro leaves, you would have this new, this dissident army, these dissident generals who want to get rid of him, who want to go back to democracy. They would rise up to the top. They would take control. They would take over the barracks and the troops. But you're going to have groups like the Losers, and also drug trafficking groups like the ELN on the Colombian border, and also Tren de Aragua, and you'll also have the Cartel de Soles, another cartel, and they will probably go to the streets and fight. So it could get rather nasty before it's all sorted out, and I think that's what the Trump administration is concerned about.
You're right that there's a political agenda for these gangsters. Is it to undermine countries in South America or also to project into the U.S.? Is it a national security threat, their agenda? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, you remember in 2019 in Chile, there was a huge sort of uprising, supposedly spontaneous. But these protesters, which they said were students upset about bus fares, blew up whole subway cars. You know, that doesn't happen spontaneously with a bunch of students in sneakers protesting a 15-cent increase in the subways. I think what was done there was, and, you know, there's quite a bit of evidence for it, was that countries like Venezuela and Cuba are interested in sowing this kind of revolutionary approach to governance in all of South America. And that's something that is a national security interest for the U.S. I don't know how to quantify the inroads that they've actually made in the U.S., but there is some evidence that members of Tren de Aragua were sent here to do things that would have been destabilizing to American society. That's pretty sure.
Right now, what we have is a very large fleet with air elements and ready at hand are army elements that can kill people and take continents. That's what they're built for. We also have the President of the United States giving permission to his CIA to do what they can to bring down Maduro. That's where we are. It is extremely dangerous. Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.